Florida voters will be asked whether they want to keep a 10% cap on annual tax increases for properties that can't get homestead exemptions. One group has been pouring millions into the measure's passage. In 2008, Florida voters approved the tax cap. Non-homestead properties, meaning second homes, rental properties, and commercial businesses, can't have more than a 10% property tax increase annually. But the measure will expire at the end of the year, so voters have to decide if they want to keep the tax limit. That's where Amendment 2 comes in. The group Florida Realtors has poured $6.6 million into its political committee aimed at the amendment's passing. The group's Carrie O'Rourke says Realtors have supported the cap going back a decade.
It provides certainty in the marketplace for small businesses around Florida, and that will protect consumers and keep the cost of living in Florida at a manageable level. But it also impacts renters.
She says that's because if taxes increase, landlords could increase rent.
And really, you're putting the tax burden on Floridians who can least afford it across the state.
Some groups oppose the measure, like the League of Women Voters, which doesn't believe sources of tax revenue should be decided in the Constitution. But it doesn't have near the opposition of Amendment 1, also tax-related. Amendment 1 would grant an additional $25,000 homestead exemption for homes valued over $125,000. Cities like Jacksonville are against it, saying they'll lose more than $36 million in revenue. The Florida Realtors Group is neutral on Amendment 1. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.